Washington Huskies are about to enter the 2012 spring football drills, which begins April 2nd, and the spring game for the Huskies is slated for April 28th. I'm Dan Harrelson, and to help preview the spring 2012 spring Washington Huskies is the analyst for the Huskies Radio Network and former quarterback for the 1991 Washington Huskies National Championship team, and he also has two Super Bowl rings as a backup for the New England Patriots. That would be Damon Heward. Damon, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about this this Huskies team. Year number four for Sark. What's the vibe going on in Seattle about it?
Well, it's a good vibe, absolutely. I mean, where this program was when he got here in 2008, it's, you know, he's taken it a long ways in a short time. You know, been to two bowl games in his first 3 years, and obviously I think everyone remembers that exciting game from a year ago down there in San Antonio versus Baylor. So a lot of fun, a lot of points. But also, you know, for the first time, Steve's had to make some changes on his staff. I think, you know, for 3 years there, he had the same exact coaching staff, a lot of continuity. But defensively, last year, the struggles, there was just too many tough games, tough losses, and disappointments on the defensive side of the ball. And he had to make some changes, and he did that by bringing in Justin Wilcox, an outstanding young defensive coordinator from the University of Tennessee, a guy with some Northwest roots, went to the University of Oregon, also coached at Boise State. So a guy that certainly knows the West Coast, knows how to recruit here, and also has a pretty good reputation as a young defensive coordinator. Also brought some new coaches along with him, Peter Sermon. Folks might remember him as a linebacker for the Tennessee Titans. He comes along with him from Tennessee. Also, Keith Hayward, defensive back coach from Oregon State, solid Pac-12 recruiter. And then maybe what some would call the prize of the new coaching staff, Tosh McCoy, who I believe 2 years ago was Rivals number one recruiting coach of the year in 2010. So some new faces on that defensive staff on that side of the ball, and some great optimism and excitement around here for sure.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the 2012 defense. Looks like 8 returning starters, and Justin Wilcox, like you stated, coming from the SEC and the Tennessee Volunteers, a lot of promise. And like you also stated, he came from Boise State before he went to Knoxville. Talk about the 8 returning starters. It looks like he has a few players to play with.
Well, you know, in all honesty, he probably lost his 2 best defensive players from a year ago, Court Denison and Alameda Ta'amu, and then another big defensive end, Everett Thompson, too. As bad as that defense was, those guys were 3 highlights on it. But, you know, I will say that the secondary is all back for the most part. We also signed the number one safety in America, Shaq Thompson, out of Central California, who's going to come in here and, I would guess, play right away alongside a couple of good young safeties we have, and Sean Parker, and a couple other kids back at corner, Desmond Trufant, some preseason accolades here, a good little player. And so, you know, there's some guys back there, but defensive line also has a couple kids, Josh Shirley, a little player coming off the edge. But the linebacker position, more than anything, is probably where Coach Wilcox, the coverage is pretty bare. He's going to have to develop some guys and figure out that as he goes along. But Alan Jamora was a good little defensive end, blew his knee out 3 or so last year. He'll be back. He was probably our best pass rusher from a year ago. So, you know, we're going to have a couple of decent kids coming off the edge. You can rush the quarterback and some decent guys in the secondary. But the linebacker is certainly the big question mark going into 2012.
Well, we all know on the offensive side of the football, Keith Price, junior quarterback, is well set at the quarterback position. He has 6 returning starters to go alongside him on that side of the football. James Johnson at wide receiver. Talk about that 1-2 tandem in the passing game. How do you see the passing game going through the spring drills?
This is going to be as good a passing attack as the squad. Bowl's ever had. Obviously starts with Keith Price, who kind of came out of nowhere last year to put up Heisman talk type numbers, especially over the first half of the season before he was nicked up. Kid's a special talent. Has a great arm, incredibly accurate, great feet, and just an incredible feel for playing the position. Expect a big year from him. I think he'll stay healthy next season. And yes, James Johnson's a solid receiver, but even more impressive than James is probably Casey Williams, who came on strong at the end of the year. He was the National Player of the Year coming out of high school as a wide receiver here from Skyline High School 2 years ago. Really came on toward the end of the season last year. 6'2", 215, a 7-foot high jumper, and just a special player. And then arguably one of the top young tight ends in America last year, Austin Safarian Jenkins, who also played on the basketball team. You can watch him tonight on ESPN and the NIT, and you'll see this guy with just incredible size and strength, about 6'6", 260 pounds, and just an incredible athlete. So those two weapons, James Johnson as well, should be a lot of fun watching that pass attack. And now the running attack on the other end, some big question marks there. Obviously, Chris Polk is going to hear his name on the first day of the NFL draft, but will be missed. He was an outstanding player here, one of the school's greatest ever play, tailback here. Going to miss him. Some good young players, Jesse Collier, Bishop Sankey, probably more of a committee type deal other than the one guy carrying the load, Rick Bulkhead. So some question marks there. The offensive line, I think 4 to 5 starters are back, so that's a good sign. I expect the offense to score 30 points more a game once again next year. It's just going to be a good defense to hold up.
Yeah, you mentioned the offensive line, 4 returning starters, and it looks like the only senior is center. Drew Schaefer says it looks promising for even Keith Price's senior year if he elects to come back for that.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good crew. Also a couple young freshmen that redshirted last year. I think we'll give a couple of these guys a run for their money. And our left guard, Colin Kanagawa, had a knee injury late in the season last year. And hopefully he can be back. He really came on as the season went along. So, there's some depth there. Finally, that was obviously a big problem here in the 2008-0-12 season, just offensive line, just getting blown away. But these kids have come a long way. Credit to our strength and conditioning coach, Ivan. These kids look like Division I offensive linemen now. They've worked hard, and it's a good crew.
Well, Steve Sarkisian obviously starts April 2nd with his spring practices. As a former player, do you like going from like an April 2nd to ending on an April 28th, or do you like the little spread out, have a week off for spring break? How do you like that?
Well, I think, kids got 15 practices, so I think, you can only spread that out so long. I think Steve does it pretty much 3 or 4 a week there, kind of over a 3 to 4 week stretch. So, he gets them all in there. And one interesting nugget this year, we're going to be practicing at 8 a.m. in the morning. And coach going to get them up, get them out of bed, get them on the practice field, and get it out of the way. And then the kids will go to school in the afternoon there. And he thinks this way that they're a little fresher. Instead of going and sitting in the classroom all afternoon and coming out to a 2 o'clock practice, he hopes to get them first thing in the morning, wake them up, get them out there, get them going. And then, after school, if their schedule allows and it's the rules allow, I think they come back and watch a little film type deal. So Oregon's doing this, USC is doing this, and I think this is a trend that you're starting to see as the NFL, a copycat league. Everybody always trying to find an edge, and that's what we're going to be doing this spring.
Where do you see maybe at mindset sitting here on March 27th? How many wins can you see Washington winning this year?
That's always hard to say. I mean, certainly this offense is going to score a lot of points, but, you look at the first half of the schedule for this football team, it doesn't get any worse than anybody in America when you've got, LSU, USC, Stanford, Oregon, your first 4 or 6 games. It's going to be a tough stretch, there's no doubt. But they get through that stretch, they hopefully stay 500 through there. They play also play San Diego State and Portland State. San Diego State's going to be a good little football team coming up here, too, for that first game of the season. Ryan Katz, a transfer quarterback from Oregon State. He threw for 300 yards against this team 2 years ago. So, you know, he's a good little player, and they're always competitive. So, it's not going to be an easy start first half of the season. But, these kids get through that. The defense can make some adjustments, and learn Coach Wilcox's new schemes. You know, I expect a strong finish, and I think this team could certainly be as good as it was a year ago, if not better.
Well, Damon, we definitely need to get up September 8th, like you stated, when the Washington Huskies go to Baton Rouge against the LSU Tigers. That's going to be a great game, great atmosphere, a great offense versus a great defense, this little chess match there. But it was good getting up with you before the Baylor Bowl game, and we'll have to get up during the season.
Absolutely. Anytime, give me a shout. We'll give you the update here in South Alaska, the Great Northwest of Seattle.
By the way, tell Brock we said hey. So he's a great guy. We got to meet him a few times when he covered the SEC.